Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. We're on the last bit of day 15. I'm still in County Roscommon, getting ready to leave for Meath. I'm sitting here with Elizabeth. Elizabeth's been my hostess and the wife of Matt, who we've just spoken with. And we're actually sitting in Lissacle Community Centre, where Elizabeth is an admin and helps out in some of the drama productions and some of the arts, crafts and community work. But before we hear about Lissacle and Roscommon, can you just tell us very quickly, you're from the Liberties in Dublin, so can you just give us a quick hand sketch of your early life in Ireland and then moving over to England?
Sure, I was born in the Liberties in Dublin, in the main hospital there. We moved out to Portmarnock when I was about six. Grew up by the seaside. Leaving Cert coincided with yet another setback in Ireland's economy, so I went to England.
Yeah, came that was back, in the 80s?
That was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Came back for a brief period, and then married Matt, moved back to England in 1993.
Yeah.
And finally decided that we'd better come back home.
But that wasn't until...
That wasn't until
2011. Yeah. And we've already heard from Matt about this wonderful new chapter of your lives. Matt's saying, you know, this redundancy, while it was a calamity at the time, with hindsight, it was maybe a blessing.
Huge opportunity for
because
us,
if he
yes.
had been 65, it would have been so mobile. Where he's 55 now, and he's more, you know, he's more senior, but he's not incapacitated. Tell me a little bit about your contributions to this little 2.5 acre farm.
Well, at the beginning, I helped quite a lot with the build. I was still doing contract work for my old company for the first 3 months. But it's gradually started to almost revert to a very traditional style where Matt looks after the outside and I'm a homemaker almost.
Yeah. The soup was fantastic last night, as was the lamb, as was the little dessert. What was that? It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think you actually had to take it away from me in the end.
Well, yes, I think that we had some left for Tom.
Yeah, sorry, apologies.
Well, yeah, that's okay. You said you didn't like anything
sweet.
I know,
I don't. Yeah. Well, maybe that's why, because I have to block myself, because otherwise I'll eat it all.
Right.
But yeah, sorry.
No, I've been able to sort of get in touch with being able to do big meals like that. I mean, previously it was a special Sundays when we'd have people around to Sunday lunch. But baking, I'm doing knitting, sewing, you saw me doing the curtains on the stage.
Yes, as I arrived, you were sewing.
So I'm becoming quite a traditional homemaker,
which
is fun because I've got quite a sort of feminist background. That, you know, I think Jermaine Greer said she was socialised by a gang of mad, flapping women clad in black, and I am more or less the same. Who said that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And at the, I suppose, 70s, 80s growing up, you felt kind of, I have a duty to feminism, to be a worker, a contributor, a professional person. But now you can be a feminist and still be a homemaker.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that aspect of things.
But you do plod around the yard and maybe pick up the eggs and stuff. We had a lovely goose egg this morning.
That's right.
And what is it? So you spent your early life in Dublin, back and forth, then England, back in Ireland. Pretty hectic pace of life. You were talking about an hour commute, weren't you? Or at least your friends.
Yeah, my first stint in London, I was living in Kent and commuting up to London. You leave home, catch the 7:10 train and catch the 6:15 train on the way home.
So how's the pace of life for you now? You know, we had the breakfast and then it was 5 minutes from your little farmhouse to here where we are now at the community centre. How do you like the pace
of
life?
It's so relaxed.
Yeah.
And there's room to breathe and to take time. Nobody's really fixated with what time dinner's at. And yesterday we sort of had an idea that it might be at 8:00. In the end it was about 8:45 or 9:15.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We just sort of sit and chat.
Mm-hmm.
It can be occasionally infuriating that if somebody says, I will be there at. But quite often the most you can tie somebody there is, I'll be back yeah. down to is I'll come back,
yeah, yeah.
or I'll be back,
yeah, yeah.
or drop around. Yeah. You're lucky to get a Tuesday or a Wednesday date.
Yeah, yeah. And can you then tell us a little bit, like I said, we're sitting in the Liscoe Community Centre. One of the big issues in Ireland now really is there's emigration, there's the economy, but also it's rural isolation, rural crime, and certainly the elderly being left on their own. What role does this community centre have in the Liscoe community?
Well, here for the elderly, we run an active age group. So they meet every week, and people keep an eye on them and sort of make sure they're okay. There'd always be, if somebody's missing, there'll be an inquiry. And in such a small village, we tend to know who's ill or who's not. So people will drop in and see how they are and just check with them. And obviously, being so far from local hospitals, there's always somebody willing to run you to the hospital. We don't really worry that much about rural crime because Roscommon has the lowest crime in all of Ireland.
Right, okay.
We've got our police station up in Ballyhadrin and one in Castlereagh, but really, you know, one of the things we don't miss about England, even where we lived in Faversham in Kent, we always had the noise of sirens.
Yes, yes.
Here there isn't one. If we hear one, we think, what's going on? Yeah. There must be something terrible happening.
Yeah, and I saw the Liscoe community sign, you know, the community alert. And
yes.
Matt was telling us earlier about how when that storm, the recent storm, blew off your roof, 10 people were there the next day.
Yes.
Solidarity, rallying around.
Yeah, I think there is an Irish word for it. I think it's cowardice. But I'd have to sort of text you later exact word. And it kind of means that sort of fellow feeling and getting together.
As a city boy, it's wonderful to see that. And it must be, while here there's a sense of isolation, and I wonder how you can live here all alone in the middle of this field. But then when you hear these stories, it's, you can see the reassurance you have. But can you just tell us quickly, with 3 minutes left, I want to talk about gay marriage soon and the referendum, but just tell us about this production you're working on at the moment and how important that is to people. The drama.
Oh, the drama group. Yes, we're having a play, Cupid Wore Skirts. So it brings together the whole community almost as the audience, but also as part of the cast, people will contribute props for the stage. Yeah. All the stuff you saw on the stage is all donations.
That's the hammering you can hear in the background.
Hammering, you hear the operatives building the stage for us.
Yeah.
But in relation to gay marriage, I think that ties into what you said about rural isolation, the dropping off of young people and leaving the area.
Yeah.
I think that older traditional mindset is still here.
Yeah.
Because all of our children have gone away.
Yeah.
And we don't have any centre of higher education in Roscommon itself. So once children hit the leaving cert, they have to go outside of the county for third level education.
I suppose when I was orchestrating this, I just assembled this just before Christmas, announced it just after New Year's. We've got a visitor coming in here. We're back on track now. And as I looked at the 32 counties, I was honestly most worried about Roscommon, because in my head, I know I suffer, Belfast, Northern Ireland suffers from an image problem, but I suppose Roscommon, in my head, I would sort of view it as maybe like the Alabama of Ireland. Do you have a sense of being sort of seen as the...
No, because more people voted no in the equal marriage thing in South County Dublin than voted no in Roscommon. Yeah. And I think it is a reflection of that people voted where they were. So our young people were probably voting in Galway, in Cork, in Dublin.
Yes, yes.
Because that's where they go to school,
that's where their
place of residence
is.
And perhaps it's a sense of, you know, as long as you don't do it in the street and frighten the horses kind of thing.
People
weren't that bothered. And, well, I think there's been a general acceptance of it. Nobody's sort of biting a drum. There's no bad reaction to it. Yeah. Slight embarrassment, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's us done for time. I want to say thank you so much for having me in your house last night.
Well, thank you for being a great guest. I love feeding people.
It was wonderful. And thanks for the breakfast this morning. Thanks for having the community centre show me around. Just in the last 20 seconds or so, can you tell the listeners where they can find you on Twitter to hear more about your life?
Right, I'm at Cuigcead, C-U-I-G-C-E-A-D. You can follow our Adventures in Liscoe at liscoeinfo.ie.
Perfect. 5 seconds left. Okay, guys. Next stop, County Meath. See you then. Thanks for listening.